Hello, my name is Tiffany Wilson, and I want to present to you my project on Nolan Bushnell. I did this report for my small business course on a famous entrepreneur. I wanted to do my presentation on this particular person because I felt that he was phenomenal, and he brought a lot to the community and family life as a whole. So, have you ever wondered who was included in starting the video game industry? Or who was one of its founding fathers? Well, for many people, they have no clue how it got started. But one man named Nolan Bushnell helped open minds in the world of video games. Nolan Bushnell was born February 5th, 1943. He grew up in Utah in the 1940s. At a very young age, he had inspirations to become an inventor. In the third grade, he did a science project on electricity. He ended up burning down his family's garage. But even though this happened, you could still tell that Bushnell was a very talented kid. When his father died, he took over his concrete business at the age of 15. Nolan Bushnell's career plans took off when he attended the University of Utah. He started off learning the basic computer graphic skills while managing an amusement park and playing chess on the side. He then started to become intrigued by computers, images, and having fun. Later, he went on to create his first computerized video game called Computer Space in 1970. However, the game was too complicated for most people and failed. After hard work, Bushnell simplified the game and produced Pong within the next year. Pong is a video version of ping pong where the ball is bounced back and forth on a screen between two paddles moving up and down in the player's hand. The game first debuted in Sunnyvale, California in 1971. This game was more popular than his first game and it was actually overplayed. Bushnell is a very smart individual. He took an interest in arcade games where customers had to use skill and luck to achieve the goal and win a prize. He liked the idea of having people interested in a game and getting them to pay a fee in order to play. After the success of Pong, Bushnell founded the Atari in 1972 with the help of Ted Dabney and only $500. His invention of the Atari led to a rise in not only video arcade games, but also the entire game industry. In 1975, Bushnell and Sears made an agreement to sell a home version of Pong. This was the first time home television sets became interactive. In the midst of everything good that was happening, Bushnell still continued to make smart moves and decisions. To ensure that his product would succeed with financing, he realized that if the company was going to grow, it needed capital. And since the market was not in the best condition, he felt he should not go to the public. Instead, he made a list of companies that might want to buy Atari. In 1976, Bushnell sold Atari to Time Warner for $28 million. By the time of 1982, the Atari division was making $2 billion in annual sales. Thinking big, in 1977, Bushnell purchased Pizza Time Theater from Warner Communications. Bushnell wanted a place where kids could go and eat pizza while playing video games. This is why he formed Chuck E. Cheese. He always wanted to work for Walt Disney, but couldn't right after college, so Chuck E. Cheese was his way of developing something similar. The culture of this company was very open and flexible. Bushnell had people on his team that shared a common goal and that wanted to have a fun place where kids could be themselves. After a while, business started to get slow for Chuck E. Cheese. Bushnell claimed it was because of overexpansion. Chuck E. Cheese entered bankruptcy in 1984. It was then purchased by Show Business and today has over 500 locations. As of today, Bushnell has founded more than 20 companies. He continues to develop computer games and work in robotics, as well as personal computers. He has entered the Video Game Hall of Fame. Bushnell has really paved the way for all video games and new game systems we have today. He is currently the founder of Uwink and NeoEdge Networks. Most people take their kids to Chuck E. Cheese and play games and have no idea where it all began. What made this company successful was the fact that Nolan Bushnell was determined and persistent. Being that he came from nothing and was able to use his mind to show that he could improve technology tells us a lot about him as a person. He now lives with his wife and 8 children in Woodside, California. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my presentation, and I hope that you have enjoyed learning about his life just as I did. Have a great day.